Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamieson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Woodwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson takes first base on ball four. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jamieson. The throw from Berg and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Woodwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground for a single. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is hit by the pitch. Kerr moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Kaum moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Clancy steals second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Jamieson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Woodwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodwood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Falk reaches second base with a double. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk moves to third. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk scores. Fonseca moves to second. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Berg and he is out, Com applying the tag. Tavener moves to second. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Com hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tavener moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive towards first. Clancy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sewell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sewell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tavner hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Adkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kham hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Kham reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. Kahm moves to third. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kahm scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Carl Lind. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.